Hey, welcome to the E2 experiment. We're going to try this again. We're going to see how it goes, but this time it's going to be all about the journey. It's going to be all about what's going on from point A to point B. There is a lot going on. A lot has happened since I stopped making these podcasts. I don't even really know if you could say I was making a podcast. I think I was just making a place for me to just vent and rant and say stupid things. But now I'm kind of wanting to make it a little more formal, a little more palatable, so that, you know, when you listen to it, you can hopefully get better in your life and take some of what not to do's, because there's a lot of what not to do's I kind of feel in the last 5 years of my life. That said, we're just going to hop on into it. The word that I keep falling back onto is consistency. There's this kind of a lack of consistency in my life with not so much making the decision. The decision is, it's the easy part. Everybody can say, yeah, I want to do that. But then how do you follow up with that? How do you plan it? How do you lay it out? And how do you execute it? I was laying in bed last night because I had made a post about how I wanted to start this thing. I wanted to release this first episode. I wanted to release back on Friday the 13th, not so much because it's Friday the 13th, just because I just wanted to do it and get it out there. And it didn't happen. So that kind of goes into the being consistent. Like, if you say you're going to do something, then stick to it. If you fail at it, then you fail at it, but you did it. And that's kind of, if this first episode doesn't land well, then cool, I'll grow from that. And that's the point of where we are in life. There's a lot on my plate, and there's a lot on your plate. There's a lot on the world's plate. And that's kind of why I wanted to restart this. I don't really want to get into political crap anymore. I just want to make people better, make myself better, be an example. I've heard it said, you know, be a lighthouse and rather than a tugboat, because lighthouse just stands there and shines its light and the world, you know, you come find the shore. And that's kind of how you see the most people who have that ability to just be an example to the world. They're a lighthouse instead of being the tugboat that's running around trying to save people. I'm going to throw about 1,000 cliches out here, but you know, no one's coming to save you. And you can say that over and over until you get to the point where you realize no one is coming to save you. That whatever choices and decisions and how you live your life is how you're going to live your life. Excuse me. But it all comes down to what you want your life to look like and where you want to go with the time that you have, because we all have limited time, and as the days tick on and we move to the places and we interact with the people that we want to hang out with, it, those are all choices. And it's like I tell my kids, like every choice has a consequence, and if you're not willing to pay the price for that consequence, then I would probably not make that choice. And if you're willing to go through that process of whatever that consequence is, and there's good choices and bad choices, and a lot of people confuse the good choice and bad choice with, you know, the suffering. Like, everything, you're gonna suffer. That's part of life. Whether you're gonna suffer in a good way and become better on the other side, or if it's gonna be traumatic, like you just make the wrong choice and put yourself in a bad situation and you can't get yourself out of it. There's a lot of people that go that route, where the choice isn't thought all the way through. They make a quick knee-jerk decision, and they end up in a situation that it takes years to get out of. That's kind of what I myself have been dealing with being able to slow everything down and say, okay, if I make this choice, these are probably going to be the consequences. Like, you don't know until you make the choice, because life is one huge variable. So being able to decipher the direction and being able to say, if I make this choice, this is where my life is going to be. Am I good with that decision? And that takes time and it takes experience. And being 47, I can tell you I've made a lot of knee-jerk decisions. I still to this day make knee-jerk decisions, and some of those are emotionally driven. And having the ability to just slow down and find out what's in those consequences. Is that something I'm willing to pay? But that also goes with consistency and being able to make that choice and say, it's not going to be fun in the immediate decision, but being able to see that through your consistent efforts, that you're going to get where you want to be. And it's like, here's another one, another cliche is, and it's not even a cliche, cliches because they're factual. If you don't quit, you never fail. And that's true. And it sounds, whimsical and all this stuff where, oh, if you just don't quit, you won't fail. Well, it is true. And you have to be able to be okay with things not working out. But you also have to, in the back of your mind, be able to say, I know I'm on the right path. I haven't figured out what the magic elements that I need to put together to make this happen. And one of those is consistent effort. You have to be consistently moving in that direction, taking whatever actions that you need to take. And this is where this podcast is more me speaking to myself than it is speaking out into the ether. Because there's a lot of decisions that I have made or a lot of things that I want to do that once the decision is made and then you sit down and you say, okay, well, in order to achieve this, I have to do A, B, C, and D. And then you find out like 2-3 days, a couple weeks in that you start slipping on B or D and you're like, I just don't understand why I can't put this together. Well, you have to be consistent in everything that it takes to accomplish that. And sometimes you're going to feel like you're not doing anything, like nothing's happened, like you're putting all this effort in and there's nothing happening. You just have to stay the course. And like I said, this is me talking to me over the last 5 years, because I feel like those of you who know me know that it seems to jump from one thing to the next, which is why I wanted to start this podcast again, because I wasn't consistent with it, but I wanted the results, and not being consistent and not following through with what needed to be done. Like, look, there's a million and one podcasts out there, and a lot of them are great, a lot of them are for entertainment, and a lot of them, are just people on the mic talking, and it's a good medium. And I feel like everybody should have something like this in their life to replace going and sitting down and paying somebody to tell them your problems, because they're not gonna solve your problems. It's why would they stop that money train? So anyways, I hope you guys get everything you need in life. I hope you find what you're looking for, because we're all searching for this magical place called happiness, where we can live our lives and intertwine with the lives of other people and just, do our thing. And I hope this is a place for you to grow. I know this is an uncomfortable space for me to be back into, because I'm not really a talker. I'm a shit talker, not a eloquent speaker, so to speak. So that's where this is going to be fun for me to grow and to get into building my vocabulary, because I kind of feel like I use the same words over and over again. So we'll see where it goes. I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll see how many of these things we can pump out a week with the schedule. But I have a lot to do. I'm here to do great things, just like you're here to do great things. And I have a massive opportunity in front of me, and I'm not going to let this one slip away. So this is kind of, like I said, my way of documenting it. So as that progresses, I will share that here, and I hope you guys find it useful. And with that, we'll wrap it up, and I'll see you guys on episode 2.
We're out.